Jimmy, our next guest had to work a bit harder than Huey Bowman did to get the Group 1 win, but it was a terrific front-running ride on Ace High yesterday, and Ty England's been good enough to join us this morning. I know he has to ride later on today at Hawkesbury too, but Ty, good morning, congratulations, and Ace High is one tough colt, Ty.
Yeah, he sure is. Morning, guys. He's racing obviously well, and his last two starts have proven that he's definitely a Group 1 winner now. Mm. So he's a nice colt, and yeah, David's done a great job to get him to peak yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking about Ace High with David a little bit earlier on in the program. Not sure if you heard it, Ty, but it's probably a little bit different that the way you were asked to ride him yesterday, and maybe not a pattern that the horse is comfortable with. Did you feel the horse, clearly you didn't mind it too much, but did you feel that it was different for him?
No, like I led on him two starts ago and got the win, and obviously led on him yesterday, but he's not a horse, what probably David's saying, he's not a horse that he has to lead. He's not a one-paced horse that has to roll along and do it all in front. It was just circumstances that the way he began. I went into the race open-minded with myself and David, expected to have more pressure in the race, but a couple of horses were a bit steady out. And our horse pinged the lead, so I got to the front. I thought I'd rolled him along enough for everyone to sort of find their position, and then that's when I steadied the pace a little bit, but I didn't want to go too slow and have the horse take off around us and, you know, then start taking us on and make it a muddly run race. I thought to better my chances is just to make it a little bit of a staying test and let everyone find their spot, and with that, I was able to have a nice run in front, which suited my horse, but when I give him a squeeze, he kicked strong, but he was a little bit tired late, and it was a nice fighting finish.
Yeah, he's a tough horse, as we mentioned earlier, Ty. What about if the plans are at this stage to go to the Victoria Derby? What about this colt getting out to 2,500 metres?
Mm. I obviously was a little bit tired late, but you can ride in quiet. You can, you know, get a little bit of cover and get him to relax that little bit more. I'm sure you'll get the trip. Mm-hmm. So, he's when horses come to him, you feel him underneath. You pick up and go again. So, I was able to ride him as a 2-year-old, and mm-hmm. we always said that he's going to be a better 3-year-old, and he's proving that.
Mm. Got a bit of a fine yesterday too, Ty. That hits the back pocket a little bit.
Yeah, a bit hefty.
That is larger than I've seen for that.
It's Group 1 race, I guess.
Group 1, okay.
Yeah, they sort of took into consideration the margin of, you know, the winning, how far I won by, and they weren't satisfied. They did say they weren't satisfied that, you know, they changed the race result. But, I've been done, I think, two times before in the last 2 years, I think, and obviously been a Group 1 race, and I hit it 4 hits over, and it's pretty much $1,000 a hit. Mm. So, but the second horse actually got hit over as well. So it's the rules.
Yep.
Obviously, would have liked to kept that $4,000, but I can't complain. I obviously did the wrong thing, but from being a jockey and, you know, trying to get the best out of a horse, and it's harder over a staying trip because obviously your horse is probably off the bit chasing, like you're trying to get them hit their top and hold their top for a lot longer, and it's not as if you'd look at the race and say I overhit the horse, but the rules are 5 times before the 100, and I just went a couple over, so a bit unfortunate, but got to ride by the rules, I suppose.
Exactly. Well, lucky you had a couple winners on the day, and well was that Group 1 win, but you also had a horse called Interlocutor, Ty, in the third. I know it was only a benchmark 85, but a lot to like about this horse, Ty.
Yeah, there is, and you just look at his form, and it's attractive there. So he's got a unique racing style, how he flattens out and pins his ears back and really pushes his nose out. And he's, I'm pretty sure he'll go through his grades and, you know, give it 12 months, 2 years, we'll still be talking about how good he is. So he just gives me that feel that he's a nice horse on the way up.
Mm. Number of rides out at Hawkesbury today, Ty. Is anyone you're most looking forward to?
I've got a nice little horse called Good As Done for Gary White. But, yeah, I think my standout is Soree and Godolphin's horse in race 7. So, nice book of rides. Hopefully get a couple of winners. There's another thing you can do on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, duck out to Hawkesbury races.
Duck out to Hawkesbury, yeah. Watch
duck
them
out
at home.
To Hawkesbury.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask you, Ty. You don't get much time off. The life of a jockey is pretty much 7 days a week. When you get a bit of time off, what do you like to do?
Obviously, I've got the girls here. Spend as much time with them. But Sunday afternoon, my perfect Sunday would be go for breakfast, get the girls happy, have a bit of fun, play around. But I'm crazy on my lawn. So I'll hit the lawnmower. I get into the lawn form big time. So
get the fertiliser on the Sir Walter and it sort of
starts all over. Still in the mower, get the lines. Yeah, I go pretty hard about it all. So,
now listen,
we'll
you
swap
two.
War stories,
listen, time, listen. We're a sports program, not a gardening program, all right? If you want to do a gardening program, there's another network you can go to, all right?
Oh, definitely. I love watching the footy on a Sunday afternoon. Nothing better.
Exactly. Fantastic. Hey, Ty, congratulations yesterday. Really big day, including that Group 1 win. And another big day coming up for you too at Hawkesbury today. We appreciate your time, mate.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks so much, Ty.